USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting in which 10 people were killed pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate in the first degree has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight regarding gun violence, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting Thursday to mark up its omnibus gun bill known as the Protecting Our Kids Act. This comes after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas that killed 19 children and two teachers. Ranking Member Jim Jordan claims the bill won't stop mass shootings and warns it won't be the Democrats' only attempt to introduce gun control legislation.
We all want to keep children safe in school, but this bill wouldn't do that. This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment. And it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
The Biden White House is trying to reinstate the mask mandate for airplanes due to a spike in COVID cases. In a filing this week, lawyers with the Justice Department arguing the authority falls easily within the jurisdiction of the CDC. In April, a federal judge found the mask mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Queen Elizabeth is marking her 70th year on the throne. She made an appearance on the Queen Victoria Memorial balcony as festivities for her Platinum Jubilee took place. Prince Charles, Prince William, and other working royal family members stood alongside Queen Elizabeth to watch aircraft fly over Buckingham Palace in formations in the shape of a 7 and a 0. Basketball fans are ready for the NBA Finals to begin. Republicans are set to meet Friday to discuss ways to curb gun violence in the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening other places.
Game one between the Golden State Warriors and Boston Celtics will tip off from San Francisco Thursday night. The game set to tip off on ABC just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.